Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That same concept. The losses making the victories that much sweeter. The failures making the successes that much more enjoyable. I think that can certainly be applied to what we're going through right now as a nation. And I hope that I carry this lesson forward. I know that in my own career, because I've fallen flat on my face so many times and because there were so many doors that were slammed in my face, I never take for granted what I have now. I never take for granted that for the first time in my life, I have a boss who is supportive and who cares about me as a person and wants me to be exactly who I am, not someone different, not more like the guys. I never had that, not for almost 20 years of my career. So I never take for granted the success in my career. And I'm so grateful to the people who helped me get here and gave me the opportunities. But I think overall, in, you know, big picture, the rest of my life, as much as I've not enjoyed being at home and being isolated and not being around my family or being allowed really to get together with friends without all kinds of stipulations, I will never, ever, ever, ever take for granted hugs again. I don't know that I ever did before, but as an Italian girl, we pretty much hug everyone, even people who don't want to be hugged. We're just naturally huggy that way. And I'll never again take for granted a dinner with friends at my favorite restaurant. I'll never again take for granted the opportunity to go to the library. I walk by the library or run by the library and I miss it. I miss being able to pick up a book that I really enjoy. And I miss being able to search for a new book to read or get a movie or a TV series and be able to watch it and support the local library. And they're just the smallest things that I will never again take for granted. Being able to get my hair done. I mean, I'm grateful to the man he's a friend of mine who also does my hair. But to not have access to him, and hair is such a small thing. And yet it can make us feel, you know, better about ourselves when we have a head of hair that we feel like isn't unruly and crazy like mine is right now, which it's actually become kind of a joke. So it's fine. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us halfway through our final show of the work week, final show before the Memorial Day weekend. And it's not a holiday where I normally would be doing much of anything anyway. Usually sports is really busy still this time of the year. We would be, if not into the Stanley Cup final, we would be right on the cusp. And so we'd be in the conference finals. And then same thing in the NBA. They're usually about a week and a half behind in terms of the playoff schedule. So we'd be in conference championships now, conference finals. And so there's a lot going on usually. Plus, as a racing fan, Memorial Day weekend is usually the doubleheader of the Indy 500 and then the Coca-Cola 600, which will take place at Charlotte this weekend. It's the longest race on the NASCAR circuit. And after NASCAR left Darlington, now they will land in Charlotte to complete kind of this 11-day stretch that features all kinds of racing, not just cup races, but they will race the cup race, the 600 miles at Charlotte on Sunday. And I think you all should be rooting for Kurt Busch over the weekend because he needs to be in a good mood when we talk to him on Tuesday. He's scheduled to do an interview with us on Tuesday. And so I would really like for him to be in a good mood after a great weekend at the racetrack. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not above praying for Kurt Busch to do well this weekend. Shameless, I know. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. This is Kurt Busch, not Kyle Busch. So Kurt Busch is the older brother of Kyle Busch, but I mean, they're a pretty fiery, well-known set of brothers. They support one another, but also they've had their battles on the track. And I don't know that we'll get an incident like we had with Kyle Busch at Charlotte with Kurt, but it certainly would make for an interesting interview. If you missed it, he wildly misjudged the space he had in a string of traffic and tried to move in between two cars and spun the guy out in front of him, who at the time was second and had a really good opportunity to take over the lead in the race. And so there was a bird that was flipped by the driver that he spun out, and then later a confrontation on pit road with the crew chief of the car that he wrecked. And Kyle Busch was interviewed afterwards. And I know that we played the audio for you on our Wednesday night, Thursday morning show where he admitted to making a mistake with Chase Elliott. But this will forever be my favorite part, the part where the reporter asks him, so do you think that the other team like understands where you're coming from? And do you think that they get what happened out there?
They're upset. They're mad. I'm not just going to fix it and we're going to have go ice cream tomorrow, yep. You know? So obviously they're going to have to dwell on it and the repercussions of it, I'm sure I'm going to have later on down the road.
In other words, there is retaliation coming. But my favorite part is we're not just going to fix it and go have ice cream tomorrow. Not a beer. Not an adult beverage of any choice. No, ice cream. It's a man after my own heart right there. But that's Kyle Busch, not Kurt Busch, who will join us next week on the show. It wasn't a cup race that was taking place on Thursday. It was an Infinity race, which is another branch of NASCAR. But it was a really emotional finish at Darlington. And I don't know if you know the name Chase Briscoe. Some of you probably do, those of you who are big into racing. But Tuesday, Chase and his wife went to the doctor for a 12-week exam on their baby, the child that they were expecting. They had just found out it was a baby girl. And at this doctor's appointment on Tuesday, their baby girl had no heartbeat. And so they found out on Tuesday that they had lost their baby. And then he has to turn around and race on Thursday. And I don't know how this happens. I don't claim to know how this works out, but it seems like we have these types of moments in sports that are just so amazing where an athlete or an athlete's family can go through something heartbreaking, crushing, devastating. One example that comes to mind is Brett Favre after he lost his dad. And he goes out on Monday Night Football and he has this epic game. And of course, he's so emotional afterwards in his interview that he does, but he plays inspired. So here we are talking about inspiration on this show. So for Chase Briscoe, he's dealing with the heartbreak, the pain of his wife, as well as the loss of their baby girl. And he gets behind the wheel and he wins this Xfinity Series race on Thursday evening. And he holds off Kyle Busch and he claims the checkered flag. And then, of course, he has to do an interview on the track right after he crosses the start-finish line.
Yeah, this is it's from my wife. You know, this is the hardest week I've ever had to deal with. And Scott is so good, man. Even when I took the lead, it was 50 to go.
I was crying inside the race car, and, you know, just emotionally, I wasn't there at all. And just, you know, there's nothing other to say than God is just so glorious. And, you know, I'm obviously happy to get highpoint.com and Ford Performance Racing School in Victory Lane, but this is more than a race win. This is, you know, the biggest day of my life, you know, after the toughest day of my life. So just then to be able to be the best there is you know, so satisfying.
Chase Briscoe later posted a photo on his Twitter where he's kneeling next to his car. Appears to be praying, really emotional. And he writes on Twitter, "Words can't explain the emotions I felt today. All I have to say is we have a powerful God, and I know his hand was in all of this. Thank you so much, everyone." So the photo is up on Twitter. Chase said he never thought about pulling out of the race. Like many athletes, they will tell you that going back to what is natural for them, what they've been trained to do, is actually a distraction. Or in the case of Chase, he called it therapeutic, to be able to race for the first time since March 7th. So NASCAR has been shut down. He hasn't been allowed to race. And he thought going back to it might actually be a bit of healing for him. I mean, we've talked about the healing power of sports, but not quite like this. But I think in my own life, in my own career, there have been moments, there have been times where I've felt an unimaginable loss. I once lost a man who was essentially like a dad to me, and I found out minutes before I had to go on the radio. But because of my training and because of that muscle memory, so to speak, those next 4 hours that I was on the radio, I was able to get through them, and it allowed my brain to go somewhere else. It allowed me to get away from that pain of losing someone that I love so much. And for Chase, now he says he was crying behind the wheel, and you can imagine, I can't imagine driving 150 plus miles per hour. I mean, this is a super speedway, so even faster than that, and having my vision clouded by tears, that I can't imagine. But if you can put yourself in his situation, not behind the wheel, but trying to work or trying to take care of some other chore or responsibility while you've got tears, you know, streaming out of your eyes, just that the powerful visual of that as he shares that. And he and his wife, they actually decided that they would share their news on social media. They didn't have to, right? They didn't have to tell the world, but they decided they would, because they want to help others who are coping with similar situations, with similar tragedies. And that, to me, is the very definition of inspiration. To let people know that you're not alone. To let people know that you understand how they feel. And that you have those same emotions. And especially for athletes or for celebrities, sometimes we look at them as invincible. We look at them as though they must have perfect lives. And that's absolutely not the case. Nick Foles and his wife lost a baby last year, and he went back to work afterwards. We know that, I mean, the number of tragedies, even this spring, that athletes have gone through, have suffered, some related to the coronavirus, some not. But even if you just look over the last couple of months, rich people, celebrities, athletes, yeah, they have a lot of money, but it doesn't mean they're immune to the painful situations that the rest of us deal with in life. Loss, cancer. I mean, we know there are athletes who are dealing with cancer or other diseases. And so the decision by Chase and his wife to share their story, I think, is, to me, that's inspirational, but it's also so selfless of them, because it's not just their private pain anymore. Then it's the pain that is shared, and people are inevitably going to send back their, I would say, mostly kind responses. But, you know, there's some in every crowd on social media that have to use your pain for their opportunity to crack a joke or to, you know, to be a jackass, whatever the case is. I have no idea why people do it. I can't imagine. But to share that publicly also takes courage, because you're putting it out there, and once it's out there, you can't get it back. But it was neat to even hear Chase after the fact. And this is not when he's getting interviewed there at the car, but then later as he's kind of talking to the media after the win and recognizing how much it helped to be with the people that he knows and to be doing, you know, what he loves, even as painful as this week has been.
Me and my wife were so humbled by the amount of people that reached out, you know, fellow competitors, crew chiefs, you know, engineers, people in the sport, officials. So many people somehow got my number and told me what they had went through. So, you know, it was just unbelievable to you know, feel that finally. Obviously, I don't wish that upon anybody to have to feel that. But, you know, it just shows, you know, how good the racing community is. And to come back here today, you know, before the race, you know, everybody coming up to me. And, you know, obviously we can't hug, but telling me, you know, they're there for me if I need anything. So definitely was good to get back to the track and see, you know, the people that really care about me.
If there was a story of the week that really touched my heart, this is one of them from the sports world. I don't know how this happens, but it does tend to happen because of the sometimes added emotion, the extra incentive, certainly the inspiration, Chase wanting to do well for his wife, and just sometimes tragedy. And we see it happen in the sports world. Sometimes tragedy tends to put us in a different space. And I, you know, I don't know. It's not even something that you could quantify, really. It's supernatural, sometimes miraculous. I believe in both the supernatural and the miraculous. And we see these things happen. But just thinking of him and his wife and even when all the, I mean, it's funny to say when the crowds go home, but that's more of a phrase, right? There weren't fans there, but the bright lights turn off and he gets back home and it's still him and his wife. But this is a moment now that they have and that he'll remember forever. And just as he says, the biggest day of his life winning this race, the day after what was the hardest. What a week full of emotions, to be sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're asking you who inspires you. And I've put my answers up on both Twitter and Facebook. And I want to get through some of your answers as we head toward the bottom of the hour. If you want to call, you can do that too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I think there are a lot of people who are inspired by athletes who continue to do well and to excel at their craft, even once they're considered old and decrepit. No doubt Tom Brady inspires a lot of people. I would say even Adrian Peterson, we'll hear from him before the show is up. The fact that he continues to do so well at what he does and continues to be effective. Frank Gore, same thing. While we're talking about elder running backs, maybe it's Alden Smith, who's going to make the most of the second chance, he says, and a lot of inspiration in the sports world if we look around and we find it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Larry Michael on the Redskins radio network. It's not just the rookies in some places who have to learn all new playbooks and systems, but how about the veterans who are in franchises or in locker rooms, proverbially, who have new head coaches, new voices, new systems? Adrian Peterson, can you teach an old dog new tricks? Because Ron Rivera is now the head coach of the Washington Redskins.
It's been a long time. You know, Coach Turner was in Minnesota, and so some of the language is kind of familiar. But, you know, one thing I've taken from this offense thus far is the running back has a really big role. You know, so they're going to ask us to do a lot of things. We'll have multiple backs on the field at times as well. You know, so, you know, just, you know, going over and learning the offense right now, it's been exciting to see, you know, just our role in the offense.
Adrian Peterson, certainly an inspiration to young running backs. I think about the shelf life for an NFL running back and how it can be really short, especially compared to some of the other positions in the league. And yet Peterson He has had a couple of injuries. He's had time where he's been away from the football field. But when he's on the football field, guys rave about how effective he can still be, even at his age. I love it when we talk about age in football, or really in professional sports, how completely different it is from the rest of life, the rest of real life. So a lot of times I talk about how sports is a microcosm of real life, but not when it comes to age. Athletes age differently at the pro sports level. He's only 35, and yet this is a guy who, by all rights, the position that he's played, a former NFL MVP, should be put out to pasture by now. Both him and Frank Gore. So there's another one who could be an inspiration, a guy who continues to move northward in the record books, a guy who is still excited to be able to help his team. Now it's the New York Jets, and it was interesting to hear him talk about the AFC East without Tom Brady, so we'll let you hear that in a second. But he says he never considered retiring, even though his role with the Buffalo Bills was different.
When I was playing, like the first 6-7 games, I was balling, and once, you know, Buffalo went and started playing a younger guy, you know, I felt like I still can do it. It just, I had to see what team would give me opportunity.
In fact, just turned 37 about a week ago, and now with the New York Jets. And he's a guy that's been running and churning up yardage going back to when he was 22. I mean, that's so much pounding on his physical body. But last year with the Bills, he started 8 games. He had just shy of 600 yards rushing. You go back to his few seasons with the Colts, and he was over 1,000 yards 1 year and was right at 1,000 yards, just below 1,000 yards. The other two seasons. And you also look at his stats over the course of his career, and he's been very healthy. He played in every game last year. 2018, he missed a couple of games, but the 4 seasons, actually, let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons prior to that, he started every single game as a running back. That's incredible. 6 seasons in a row in his 30s in which he was able to start every single game. So pretty impressive what he's done. Those two guys, you want to talk about inspirations at their position. It's pretty much a massive aberration to what the running back position normally leaves us with at the NFL level. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Who inspires you right now? That's what we're asking. And many of you have shared your answers on Twitter. After Hours CBS and producer Chris is retweeting some of your answers, but I really do appreciate Eric says all of our first responders. Definitely they are an inspiration, whether pandemic or no pandemic. Tammy sends a quick video of her granddaughter. She tells her daddy, my son, he doesn't listen. I tried to tell him that for years. Now she's going to tell on him. So she's my inspiration. Let's see. Adam on Twitter says Steve Young. Bradley says fast food workers. Yeah, many of them are putting themselves right in the middle of a lot of traffic. I've seen a couple of commercials for McDonald's and how they've stayed open, and that even though a lot has changed, they have not, that they're still there and providing food for the public. So we're asking you, who inspires you right now? Kenny says Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He never gives up. So those are good answers, both from inside the sports world and from outside the sports world. And we have many more answers on Facebook that I'm going to get to. But I wondered if Dave wanted to answer the question of who inspires him.
Absolutely. And I have one from the sports world and one from, you know, just my everyday life. First, you know, the sports aspect. I always appreciate guys or athletes in general who want to play for as long as possible. You know, people always say, oh, you're going to go out when you're on top. And some people want to make that choice. But right now, I appreciate that Vince Carter just wants to keep playing.
Like, yes.
He doesn't care if he's going to be 60 or 65 next year or whatever it might be. He just wants to keep running out there.
He just loves it.
And I love that. Uh-huh. You know, like, loved when Jaromir Jagr came back to play, you know, in his 40s. And just guys like that. So Vince Carter right now, in my everyday life, and this has always been the case since I met her, my wife has always been my inspiration. She's just the most hardworking, just generous person I've ever spent time with in my entire life. And I'm not just saying that because she's my wife, and just inspires me to be a better person every single day. So that's the only answer I can, you know, I can give.
Well, that's great when you have a front row seat and you can see whether it's your wife or another loved one. But that's awesome. It's good because then you can see all the effort that she pours into it. And you definitely don't take it for granted, which I know you guys have a great relationship too. So we're asking you who inspires you. And on Facebook, most of you are giving personal examples from your life, which is, it's cool. I appreciate that, that you are responding with the heart that, and the emotion that I was thinking about and that I was feeling as I asked the question. Tim on Facebook posts a photo of his little 4-year-old son. He says he keeps me young. He keeps his mama young. We've worked hard our entire lives and now we work even harder. That's awesome. Sandy says my oldest grandson, after all his hard work, 4 years of college, fire academy, EMT school, paramedic school, internships, 2 jobs, testing and applying at different fire departments. He is ready to start his career as a firefighter and a paramedic on June 1st. That's awesome. Congratulations to him. Colin on Facebook, my 88-year-old grandmother and my 97-year-old step-grandmother, both who are taking this whole coronavirus situation in stride, self-quarantining, and both are as healthy as can be. Bob says, my autistic daughter, Kara, is starting chemo next week, and her faith inspires me. She says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's awesome. And we'll be thinking of her. Bob, please keep us posted on how she's doing. Chat on Facebook, my lady and future wife, who is an RN at Huntsville Hospital that has worked the whole time during this pandemic. He says, heroes don't always wear caps. Dave, what are the chances that he meant to say, heroes don't always wear capes?
I think that's where the autocorrect came in and said, not so much, pal.
I bet she does wear a cap, actually. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Let's see. Craig says, my amazing daughter, Jen, she's an essential worker working with underprivileged families, as well as being a single mother doing an awesome job raising and homeschooling my grandson during this pandemic. That's amazing. I'm so glad to hear from you and that some of you have inspirations that are very close to home. Sean says my daughters and my granddaughter. Mike says my 13-year-old son. Larry, my dad, who's a veteran, he died of throat cancer of Agent Orange. And then he also says my mom is my inspiration. Mark says my pastor. These are great answers. Thank you so much. So on Facebook or on Twitter, we're asking you a simple question on this edition of the show. Who inspires you right now? And I did answer on both platforms. Also, Bob reminds me, I haven't yet told you about my weekend plan. So I'm not going very far, but I do have some pretty big plans. So I'll share those with you coming up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Jimmy Cifolo on Dolphins Radio. Ryan Fitzpatrick will have a chance to start for the Dolphins again this year. But even before we get to the football field and before he has the chance to meet Tua Tagovailoa and work with him in their quarterback room, I've got the perfect TV show for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I just saw this, but this makes me laugh. CBS is going to air a 1-hour special next week, Friday, May 29th, called Haircut Night in America. I had said earlier on the show that outside of the virus itself and the pandemic kind of putting all of us into hibernation, or a lot of us into hibernation, the number one topic with my family and friends has been our hair. We think it's hysterical that our hair is unruly and crazy. And in some cases, we talk about how we've taken matters into our own hands and we've cut our hair, which I have not cut my hair, nor has anyone else cut my hair. And so it's getting, I mean, it's longer than it's been since college. And it's just, it's crazy. It's the shape of a football. Anyway, So here is CBS doing Haircut Night in America. It's like a spin on Football Night in America. A 1-hour special in which top hairstylists will walk celebrities and viewers through giving yourself a haircut, a color, and a style at home. Now, my sister-in-law, when she cut her own hair, she actually used a YouTube video. So I'm sure there are people out there using YouTube videos. These are going to be hairstylists that are going to, on television, tell you how to cut your hair if you so desire. Can you imagine what it'll be like around the United States of America, people trying to cut their hair at the same time? Apparently, Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine, who is married, they're going to be hosting the special, and it looks like she's going to be cutting his hair. And then also Lindsey Vonn and PK Subban, who I don't know if they're married yet, but they're engaged, if not already married. And then some frontline healthcare workers, as they're trying to get haircuts during quarantine. So that should be kind of fun. And I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick and his wife should be part of of that special. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, we're asking you who inspires you. On Twitter, Christy says Serena Williams. Let's see. Dennis replies with my sister and brother-in-law. After losing their only son in 2014, they formed a foundation in his name that makes a positive difference in the lives of children and young adults. Yeah, that's amazing. Turning tragedy into a way to help others, it then guarantees that the pain and the loss and the devastation we go through is not wasted. It's not in vain. So I really appreciate that. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. It introduces the Geico Give Back. Oh, no. Of course, this always happens. Oh, no, wait. Okay, my computer worked. Sometimes my Wi-Fi gets really slow because the Comrex that I'm using to broadcast from the After Hours super secret home base is plugged directly into my router, and so it causes the rest of the internet to run a little slower in stages, not always. It seems like it always runs more slowly when I have to open up one of these files and read this promotional announcement. Whoopsie. So let's try that again. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. It lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. So my weekend plans definitely include watching NASCAR, the Coca-Cola 600. It's always one of my favorite races. I love racing at Charlotte under the lights. I am all in on Phil, Tiger, Peyton, and Brady, unless the audio is bad. So I'll watch the whole thing. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it because of the personalities of these four guys. They could be trash talking. They could be self-deprecating. In fact, I just wrote a CBS Sports Minute about the fact that Tom and Peyton are going to be out of their elements. I mean, they're good golfers, but they're not going to be the best on the course. And there are going to be shots where they mess up. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for them. And clearly, Tiger and Phil are going to be much better. I mean, that's to be expected. These are two of the best golfers of this last generation. But, I mean, Tiger is one of the greatest golfers ever. And Phil's a Hall of Famer. And so this is going to be really interesting dynamic, I think. But they need to be mic'd up. They need to be able to communicate with each other. I mean, that the personalities will make this, make it or break it. If we get to...
Nothing beats that new car smell.
If Peyton's singing while he's out there, if they're trash talking and making fun of each other, I think it'll be fantastic. Forget the golf. I mean, the golf is the raising money part for the charity, and I think that's obviously the point of it and super important. But what will make it entertaining is the microphones on these four guys and how they relate to one another. I think that'll be awesome. So that I'm looking forward to on Sunday. Now, in my own life, my own personal life, I'm not going very far over Memorial Day weekend, but it's finally happened. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but I also don't believe in jinxes. So I'm just going to go with it. It's finally scheduled, rescheduled, really. My closing on the house is set for Friday at 1:30. 1:30 in the afternoon. And I don't have the final numbers yet. I have to go to the bank in a few hours and get the check that I have to take to closing, the cashier check, to pay for what I owe. And I don't even have the final numbers yet. This is how crazy it's been. For any of you who are attempting to buy houses right now, I know my timing is impeccable. I actually put in the offer on the house and had it accepted 6 days before the sports world went into hibernation. And so the timing actually couldn't have been better, because if it was a week later, this older couple who's since they've actually retired and moved to South Carolina already, the house is empty and waiting for me. They might not have put their house on the market in the middle of the pandemic, not wanting people to walk through it. Anyway, so the timing really is perfect, except the banks are inundated with mortgage requests and refinance requests to the point where they can barely keep files straight. And so at one point they gave me a number to bring to closing that was $4,000 higher than the number that they had put in my preliminary disclosures. And I, as you can imagine, I freaked out. Like, what? Where's the, I don't have $4,000 extra. And so anyway, it was a bit of a tumultuous week. Waiting, they kept asking for more paperwork. They had to verify my employment. I guess they don't listen to the show. They had to verify my employment up until yesterday. They were still asking for employment verification. And it's a little bit crazy. As you can imagine, there are a lot of people who are losing jobs, going on furlough, losing sources of income, if not their jobs altogether. And so the banks are even more leery of who they grant mortgages to and who they lend money to. And so there was all this extra paperwork, 3 rounds of statements and stubs and everything else. And finally yesterday, I was cleared to close on the house, though we don't yet have the final numbers. So when I go to the bank, we'll see if there's an email waiting for me telling how much this check needs to be made out for. Either way, even if I show up at the closing and the money isn't exactly right, I should be able to close on the house. The documents are supposedly going to be there waiting for me. But that's coming up on Friday. So for the first time in my life, it would be, 9 hours from now-ish? For the first time in my life, I will own a little plot of land and a little house, my little slice of heaven. I've never owned a little piece of property. Now, it's very little. It's in a New Jersey neighborhood, so it's very little. But it's immaculate, and it's cute, and it's cozy, and the house is exactly what I was looking for, exactly where I was looking for it. And I'm really excited to be a homeowner and to have this little investment of my own. And so, yeah, if as long as it goes through and it goes off without a hitch, by this time tomorrow, I will be a homeowner. What? So those are my big plans for the weekend, in addition to watching some sports. It could be a milestone Friday. So we'll see. I'll let you know if it goes off without a hitch or if something else happens and pushes it back. There is that possibility. I'll be honest. And again, others of you who are going through it right now, you may be in the same boat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, asking you who inspires you right now, whether it's something new, someone new during the pandemic. It's a celebrity. It's an athlete. Someone who is working hard to help those who are hungry or without work or in really dire situations during the spring. Or maybe it's someone in your own family who's working on the front lines. For me, my 98-year-old Grammy Helen is forever an inspiration. But certainly this spring, and I've talked to her at least once a week, she's had to celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, also Easter, which is one of her favorite days of the year. And she's had to do that all in isolation. She's seen no one related to her, no friends of hers in more than 2 months. And Wisconsin, at least her assisted living facility, is still in a situation where they're under lockdown. They recently swabbed her nose. She told us all how they stuck a long Q-tip up her nose. And they're waiting for test results. But she's not been exposed to anyone who has COVID-19. And she's really healthy. Just so proud of her for how she remains sweet and kind and generous no matter what she's going through. Her attitude and her approach never changes. She has been afraid. She's told me, you know, she watches a lot of the news. And so she hears a lot of the bad stuff. And so she's told me at times she's been afraid. And yet her flowers make her happy. And the tree that's got leaves outside her window makes her happy. Her sunshine coming in the bay window. I mean, she never loses sight of the simple things in life that cause her joy. And she just is always funny and kind, and I don't know how she does it at 98 years old. I guess that's why she's 98 years old. And then my good friend Sandy, who I told you about earlier this week, she just passed away after a 3-year battle with multiple rounds of cancer. But she inspired me with the way that she faced this battle with humor and with hope every day. Every day, never complained. It was humor and it was hope and it was this too. I'm going to fight and it's going to get better until the very end. I spoke to her a week before she passed away and she asked me what I was talking about on my radio show and she still smiled and laughed on the phone. Who inspires you right now? That's what I want to know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.